March Madness is underway. Five teams have officially clinched their spots in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. The entire 65-team field schedule will be announced this Sunday. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now to discuss some of the teams whose moments of glory are likely to come this week and next week before the glamour teams take center stage. Good morning, John.
Morning, Renee.
There are some people who think this week, when the teams are scrambling just to get into the tournament, is the most exciting time of the season. And from what I know, you agree.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's just the speculation makes it so much fun. And right now you have going on what are called the one-bid league tournaments. By that I mean only the team that wins the conference tournament is going to go to the NCAA in almost all cases. So you can win your regular season. You can be a team like Davidson, which went undefeated in the Southern Conference this year, and lose, as it did, to North Carolina Greensboro in the semifinals, and that's it. Davidson will not be in the NCAA. So the pressure is tremendous, and that's why you see the kids celebrating the way they do when they win those conference tournaments. That's like the national championship for them, just to get into the tournament.
Talk to us about a couple of little teams that can.
Well, the one that everybody has fallen in love with this season is the University of Vermont, a team that had never been in the tournament until 2 years ago. And they have two seniors, fifth-year seniors, named Taylor Coppenrath and TJ Sorrentine, both from the state of Vermont. Renee, Vermont produces great basketball players about as often as it produces cotton. And these two kids came out of high school in the same year, went to play for Tom Brennan, their longtime coach, and now they're going to play in the championship game of the America East Tournament Saturday. They've won 23 games. They almost won at Kansas this year, and it's just a great love-in going on in the state of Vermont because Tom Brennan's retiring at the end of this season, so this is their moment.
And what about Gonzaga? Aren't they still one of those teams?
No, they've graduated, actually. They're no longer Cinderella. They made it to the round of eight in 1999, and now they're so good. They've recruited so well because of the attention they got by being Cinderella for several years that they're now a national power. They will be a top four seed when the tournament bracket is unveiled next Sunday. Last year, they were a number two seed, and they're expected now to advance. So Cinderella can become not an ugly sister, but a prince or a princess if it does what Gonzaga's done.
All right. Well, there's also a league that no one wants to come up against in the first round, isn't there?
The Colonial Athletic Association. This is the league that gave us Navy and David Robinson in the 80s. Old Dominion in 1993 won one of the longest games in the history of the tournament, a triple overtime win over Villanova. And Richmond, when it was in the league in 1991, became the first 15th seed to win. So whomever wins the game tonight, the championship game tonight between Virginia Commonwealth and Old Dominion, that's a team no one's going to want to play next week in the first round. That's their tradition.
John, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
The comments of John Feinstein. His latest book is Last Shot, A Final Four Mystery, his first foray into young adult fiction.